You're headed over to somebody's house this weekend. Check out Les Delices Lafreniere. Bring a box of their famous cannoli, pastries, lobster tails. They've got it all. The mini donuts, cupcakes, whatever cookies you are looking for. How about the strawberry shortcake, cappuccino cake, or limoncello? My top three, Simplement Délicieux, with five Montreal locations, including the newly expanded store on Taschereau Boulevard in Brossard on the south shore of Montreal. It is Les Delices Lafreniere. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of paid sponsors.
This is the Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By podcast brought to you by OwnSpace. Episode 187 of the Drive-By Podcast. It's Freeway Frank, Thursday edition. Thank you so much for listening in. I wanted to mention this as I did mention it at the end of the last podcast on Tuesday. I'll be mentioning it right now at the beginning of this one. I was on the Terry and Ted podcast, which was just released yesterday. You could catch it on this platform, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You could check out my stories as well on Instagram. And just head to my Instagram page at Freeway Frank and click on the link in my bio, and that'll get you right to the episode with Terry and Ted. Really enjoyed being on with the boys, and they are, you know, a Montreal radio institution. They had started when I was a kid, when I was young, and I remember listening to Terry Peppermint Patty on Shome, and then later on when I was already in Vancouver, when Terry and Ted had a show on Mix 96, which would then at some point become the radio station that I would work for almost a decade. So it was great sitting down with them. But the thing I was really blown away with on the podcast is the fact that they are so open as well. And this is Terry and Ted, like you've never heard them before on the radio. You wouldn't hear them say 95% of the stuff and be as open as they were on the podcast, because you couldn't be that open on commercial radio. So the fact that they really get to know their guests, they ask a lot of questions, they threw a lot of things at me and were listening to my, I mean, they're pros, they're absolute pros. But, you know, look, I was very touched by the fact they let me explain a couple of things as to what went on in the first little while when I launched my podcast, and you know, everything that happened, of course. And they asked questions, they let me speak, they let me explain. And Terry and Ted are two guys that, you know, it doesn't mean you have to agree 1,000% on everything. But I can tell we're aligned. We're aligned professionally, and we're also aligned with our views, or at least aligned in the sense that we let people speak and voice their opinions, and you have a conversation, something that Terry even stressed in the podcast. I'm not going to give it all away, but the fact that you can't question anything nowadays, you know, both Terry and Ted were mentioning, God forbid you say something, they'll cancel you. So it was really nice to go on this podcast. You could check it out. Once again, it's called Standing By, the Terry and Ted podcast. All right, let's get to this one. And funny enough, I know a lot of people were waiting for us to talk about Justin Trudeau, who is Terry DeMonte's very good friend. And Justin came up for like maybe 10 seconds when Terry brought him up. But look, I am not there on that podcast to, first of all, I was thrilled to be invited as a guest. And, you know, Terry is, and Ted, it's their podcast. He's the lead. He's guiding the conversation. You know, had he gone down that road and opened that up, I would have gotten into that or expressed my thoughts, but it didn't go there. And I respect that. So, you know, I'm there to talk about whatever's brought up on their podcast. I'm not there with first of all, I don't have an agenda, but you know what I mean? I don't have things written on an agenda. Oh, I'm going to mention this and this, and I'm going to start talking about his friend who, you know, they happen to be really close, him and Justin Timberlake. I almost called him Justin Trudeau. I call him Justin Timberlake. Anyway, look, that doesn't change how I feel about the Prime Minister of Canada. But I really respect Terry. I worked with him for many years on the radio, and got to know him, and we went out for dinner quite a few times, spent quite a few moments together. And so I let the conversation go in the direction that he let it, okay? And so some people were like, they were surprised that I didn't go there, but I don't have to go there. I talk about the Prime Minister of Canada and all the things I don't like about him on my podcast. Why am I going to bring it up? Why am I going to shit on his friend when that's not the forum to do it? Unless, as I said, he brought it up and then we were going to have that conversation. But he brought it up in a different way so you could see me and hear me respecting that. And I didn't go there. So that's why, a little explanation on that. But please, if you get a chance, this was one of the most open conversations that I've had with anyone on a podcast or any platform. So go check it out when you can. So getting to Justin Trudeau. Today was asked, you know, I'm loving the fact that legacy media reporters are starting to put a little bit more pressure on him. I don't know if that's because they're giving, the Liberal government's giving less money to CTV now. I know they gave some money to CBC recently with the budget, but I don't know what it is, but it feels like they're pushing back a bit. Now, here's a reporter, if I could call that person a reporter, but anyway, that's what their profession is by title, actually asking a decent question to the Prime Minister today regarding who Pierre Poilievre was seen hanging out with, and then actually quoting the line that Pierre Poilievre used, and there was some profanity in it, and they didn't cover it up. And I thought, okay, that's interesting, because in the past they would have beeped it. They might have used the initials for the word, but anyway, you listen to it yourself. I'll set it up, and then we'll talk about the whole response from Justin Trudeau in regards to who Pierre Poilievre was seen speaking to and hanging out with.
Your opponent was photographed posing with anti-carbon tax protesters flying F. Trudeau flags.
I love that. I love the fact she said the F. Trudeau flags. I wasn't expecting her to say fuck Trudeau flags. She kept it classy. But just the fact that she said that, and I love now the reporters are pushing him like that. He has that resting bitch face, you know, that he has. And then you could tell the minute that comes out, he's triggered, right? He has that. He goes to his brain, starts trying to come up with that response that he has, which is always not a response, but a spin or a pivot where he spins it the other way towards his opponent. Let's keep listening.
In the video, Pierre Poilievre is heard saying that you are a liar and everything you say is, quote, bullshit. Can we get your response, please?
Every politician.
The dictator hates that. Trust me. Trust me. He's like, his eyes are just staring down at her. Like, how dare you ask the Prince of Bel-Air, the dictator of Canada, that question?
Has to make choices about what kind of leader they want to be.
Here's the guy now with zero ability to lead, telling us the kind of leader Canadians want.
Are they a kind of leader that is going to exacerbate divisions, fears, and polarization?
Like I did during COVID and the entire pandemic.
In our country, make personal attacks.
Like I suggested the conservatives do, like stand with Nazis. Or how about the there were swastikas speech all over the Freedom Convoy? Hey, how about they're probably racist, misogynist, or part of a fringe minority of Canadians? Remember that line, fringe minority? No, I don't divide people. No, I never have in my last 8 years as Prime Minister. Not me.
And welcome the support of conspiracy theorists and extremists, because that's exactly what Pierre Poilievre continues to do, not just when you see him engaging with members of Diagonal.
He says it with a straight face, like he's having dinner on a weekly basis with members of Diagonal. I mean, that's the stupidest shit ever. The stuff that these guys come up with, but they're just as bad. You know, he's accusing the conservatives of dividing. I mean, listen to this guy. I mean, wait, it gets better.
But also, when he refuses to condemn and reject the endorsement of Alex Jones.
First of all, you can't control everybody that endorses you and everybody that likes you. One of the best tactics in life is to ignore stuff like that. So that's what Pierre Poilievre and the Conservatives probably decided. Don't even bring up the name Alex Jones. Don't even like, just ignore it, right? Because Alex Jones is very polarizing, very controversial, has said a lot of things that happened, but also has said a lot of really crazy shit that got him into trouble with the Sandy Hook, and the Prime Minister is not wrong about that. But see, this gives Justin Timberlake and the Liberals ammunition. This is exactly what they love, right? They think by throwing this stuff out, it makes the people doubt the Conservatives. But the funny thing is, as the polls keep coming out, the Liberals keep losing seats. Their percentage keeps going down, so it's doing absolutely nothing. People have figured out Justin Trudeau-Lake. They know what he's all about. They know he's spewing nonstop lies. No one can take this guy anymore. I know the most liberal of liberals who will either spoil a ballot now or even vote for somebody else like the Conservatives. They never thought of voting Conservative. Never have they ever voted Conservative. They've had enough of this guy. I mean, but here he goes. Keeps going.
Alex Jones is a proven liar and conspiracy theorist who, you know, has to pay millions, hundreds of millions of dollars because he lied about the Sandy Hook killing that killed 20 little kids. This is the kind of man who's saying Pierre Poilievre has the right ideas.
Notice he still hasn't answered the question from the reporter, and that was, Pierre Poilievre says everything that comes out of your mouth is bullshit. I would have started. This is the way I would have started. If I'm the Prime Minister, well, Pierre Poilievre says everything that comes out of my mouth is bullshit. So in other words, I've been the Prime Minister of Canada for the last years, and you think that for the last 8 years I've been trying to pull the blanket over all of Canada? You think I'm here not to look out for you guys, not here for your best interest? I'm working hard every day. I'm here for you. That's how he should answer the question, right? Or Pierre Poilievre using that kind of language, whatever, like anything else, but turning it the way he did towards Alex Jones, which has nothing to do with anything. And God forbid that Pierre Poilievre was hanging out with people protesting the carbon tax. Imagine that, meeting people from the ground up and going to see people off the highway who have been sitting there with their signs to end the carbon tax and going to talk to regular everyday Canadians. Imagine that, something he doesn't do. He always has stiff-looking people in the back, rolling their eyes, staged, and extras that they put in there behind him. And nobody ever challenges Trudeau until this reporter did today.
To bring the country towards the right, towards conspiracy theories, towards extremism, towards polarization.
No, but you see, this is the very thing that divided Canadians during COVID. This is the type of shit he was saying that sent everyday people who otherwise would have had no clue about anything that was going on, turning on their neighbors, basically ratting on their neighbors, giving speeches to people about, yeah, wearing your mask, you're not in it for all of humanity, you're in it for yourself, the greater good. Remember those people, the people that vilified everybody, the people that the media that turned on everyday people and trashed them and basically made them outcasts in their own society because they supported a stool pigeon like Trudeau? This guy
is peddling still. So the fact that Pierre Poilievre hasn't stood up to condemn that endorsement, the fact that he continues to encourage the kind of divisive approaches to Canada that
I am best known for, my divisive tactics, remember those?
I don't think Canadians want to see, really shows that he will do anything to win, anything to torque up negativity and fear. And it only emphasizes that he has nothing to say to actually solve the problems.
The problems that I created. Signed, Justin Trudeau. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They had a Nazi in Parliament. He blamed the Speaker of the House. And who took the fall? The Speaker of the House. Then, when he issued the apologize, he knew about it, that this guy wasn't vetted. Then he put it on the whole Liberal Party. As you know, the Liberal, and he took no responsibility. He takes no responsibility for anything that ever goes wrong. And how many things have gone wrong under Justin Trudeau's watch? The list goes on and on. And then this guy has won how many back-to-back minorities now? Is it two? I lost track. Is it two minorities? Three minority governments after winning his majority? So he's hanging by a thread. And the thread comes from Jagmeet Singh's $20,000 suit, okay? He's on borrowed time, and that time comes from Jagmeet Singh's $80,000 Rolex. I don't even know how much it is. Mr. Everyday Man. And that's the only reason why Justin Trudeau is still here. Now, had he any class, any type of professionalism, and I'm sure there's been liberals who have tried to say, oh, Mr. Trudeau, for the good of the party, you may need to step down. Remember when his father took a walk? Trudeau needs to take a run, as in a marathon, and then 26 kilometers around the city to try to figure out exactly his exit. And let me tell you, it's pretty easy to figure out. Step down and move on, because what he's done, nobody wants him anymore. He's the prime minister with the lowest popularity in the history of Canada. I have never seen anybody have, like, everyday Canadians have so much disdain for this guy. Do you remember politicians being this hated? And I know it's the age of social media and things get carried away and everybody's an armchair, has a political column and a podcast and a right to say whatever they want. But I don't remember. I don't remember anybody. I don't remember. Even his father wasn't liked in the West, and people commented, but not like this. This is beyond. This is past. He's way past the expiry date. He's that thing you find in your pantry, in your cupboard, and the date is like 3 years after the fact, and then you're contemplating it. You look at your spouse and you go, February 2019. What do you think? It's still good? Because you're so hungry, or you need it to put this thing on something else. And it's like, yeah, it's good. Then you try to convince each other. Yeah, it's good. It's good. No, it's not good. 2019. It's 5 years ago. It's expired. Are you that desperate? Wait till tomorrow. Don't eat. Do the healthy fast. Eat tomorrow when you get up at noon. But you're not going to have a five-year-old expired product, are you? That's Trudeau. 8 years past his expiration date. I'll tell you, you're never going to find anything expired at Les Delices La Fresnaye. Why? Baked fresh every day. Made fresh. Whatever it is you're getting there. Especially their pastries. If you miss out today, you go in and, we're all out of... first of all, they're never out of anything, because they always have... You name it, I've seen it. Just when I walk in, I don't see the cannoli. Frank, we got them in the back. Don't worry. We're going to put the ricotta. We're going to fill it up. We got you. They always have me. They always got me. Always. They got you too. Freshness is what Les Delices La Fresnaye is all about. Their cakes are delectable, to die for. Custom cakes, themed cakes, whatever you're looking for every life celebration. It's LesDelicesLaFresnaye.com. You're getting married. Maybe even next year, you want your cake all done and designed. You don't want to think about it. Work with one of their designers. Check out their website, as I just mentioned. Simplement Delicieux, with 5 great Montreal locations, St. Leonard, Pointe-Claire, Rosemere, Montreal West, and the newly expanded store. My home location on Taschereau and Brossard. It's the best. You walk in there, and I walk out with stuff all the time. Everything you need. They have it. Pizza as well, coffee, etc., etc. It's Les Delices La Fresnaye. Let me address something really quickly here before I head into another topic. It's something a couple of people have asked. So because I'm so candid and open on this podcast, I tell the truth. So I said I'm going to leave it for the podcast and explain as to what's happening. Okay, now some people wondering, Frank, you do a lot of solos. And I know I have a lot of loyal drive buyers who love the solos. I know a lot of people miss the guests as well. Look, if it were up to me, let me be frank a second here. Because I could be frank 24/7. I would have guests every day if I could. every day, or at least for two episodes a week, if I could, I would have guests on for both days. If I did one episode a week, I would have four guests a month, whatever. But guests are hard to come by. Now, I thought it was going to be easy getting guests in here because people come in here all the time in Montreal and all that. It's not easy. And a lot of people, this is another thing that I notice, okay? A lot of people are scared to come on a podcast. Not everybody wants to come on a podcast. I was even talking to Terry and Ted about this. And you know what they said? They go, Frank, well, we don't chase anybody. We ask once. That's a great way. And I'm the same way. You know, my wife will tell me sometimes, you got to push. And I'm like, no. I'm not pushing anything. I barely want to push the lawnmower during the summer. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm the lazy guy. I press that lawnmower. It has a gas accelerator. I don't even want to push the lawnmower. I don't. I want things to be easier. I've paid many dues in my life and my career. So I want to enjoy some of it, some of the benefits of it. So I don't want to go back 30 years. Now, I know on this podcast, you got to go right back, you know, start it from the bottom and let's go. And now we're here. Yeah, the climb is very slow. And I understand this is a different platform, but it's not as easy as people think. So let me be straight up again and say, if I could have guests on all the time, I would. And sometimes people say, hey, Frank, I'm going to come on. And then they disappear. They don't write back to you. They don't, it's like, yes, I'm going to do it. This, everything, it's complicated. And again, I don't want to chase anybody. Now, can I have guests on 5 days a week? I could have guests on 10 days, 10 guests in 5 days, if that makes any sense. 10 guests a week, 5 days. I could put out 10 podcasts if I wanted to. Because everyone wants to come on a podcast. Wait a minute, Frank. You just said nobody wants to come on or it's hard. Oh, no. Everyone that nobody knows. So I get requests all the time. And it's bizarre. Some people are bizarre. They'll write to me. And I'm like, who is this person? And they're like, Frank, I want to come on and talk on your podcast. About what? About Trudeau. Okay. And who are you? It's almost like that's what I want to. And who are? Oh, you're just somebody who listens to the podcast who wants to just come on because you think it's easy to get on a mic and start talking. No, thank you. At that point, I have my share of professionals in the field or people I know have done this for a living. They weren't doing something else and all of a sudden decided, I'm going to start a podcast. And now they're going to audition on mine. No, thank you. Okay, and I'm all for people trying new things. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm going, no, I don't want to put people on my podcast nobody knows. It's hard enough to put people on that people do know, and it's hard to get people to watch or listen because people are finicky. Some people, I like the solos. I like when you rant. I like when you joke around. I like when you're serious. I like when you have guests. I don't like when you have guests. It never ends. But the best part about this is I come on here and do what I want, when I want, how I want. My way, as Frank Sinatra said. So happens we have the first, the same first name. And my friend's father, whose name is Frank too, he always used to say, we're the best. He used to say it in Italian. Franco, he used to say the best. We're the best. If you have the name Frank, you came out into this world and you're the best. And I look at him and go, I don't know about that. to appease him, I'd be like, okay, we're the best. So when people write to me and they want to come on and they want to talk about whatever, you know, I got to assess this. It's time consuming. They come on. I got to pay for video. I got to, you know, and then I go, okay, here's the no. I'm going to put this person. Nobody knows. They're going to benefit. It's going to cost me money and time. And nobody cares. So not to be mean, but that's where I stand on that. And then, as I mentioned, there's the people that you write to that will eventually come on, but they're few and far between. You know, we're not living, it's Montreal. Yes, people come through, but it's not, we're not in Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Miami. People are rolling through every 2 seconds. And as I mentioned, a lot of people don't want to come on podcasts. Why? Because they fear being implicated. I don't even know with what, but they fear being implicated or going down some rabbit hole they don't want their careers to go down. It's the reason why certain people don't come on my podcast, because they think coming on and talking to me means being associated with my views, which, by the way, what views do I have? People are just insanely stupid, more than ever. So that is my answer. Hope I cleared it up, because I've been getting so many questions thrown at me regarding the guests and why don't you have more guests? That's why. That is why. Again, guests are, for me, the reason why this podcast exists. I have thought of, by the way, having a co-host, having several co-hosts, talking a lot. But again, all that entails more work, okay? And more work for what? If that entails getting more sponsors, more work, increasing the listenership of the podcast, yeah, I'm all for it. But then people, you know, they start, you know, it's that whole, yeah, but if I come on, we can't talk about this. Forget it. No. Or if, you know, I can't really come on and do this, we would have, no. Stay home. Don't come on. I'd rather sit here by myself and talk to the four walls. There's more than four walls here, because it looks like it's like a loft, okay? There's a lot of walls. A lot of drywall and real brick in my studio. I'm wearing my flip-flops tonight. That's how cool it is. Got into my car, and I could easily go down into my basement where I have my home studio and do my podcast and set up a mic there. I've thought about it for my solos, but it gets me up off whatever I'm sitting on. Tonight was the couch. I was watching the Leafs and the Boston Bruins and Toronto's hopeless fans cheering like they always do for nothing, because it always ends badly for them. I know I don't feel bad for saying that, but I don't even care as much than I did before about hockey. The whole sports thing rubbed me the wrong way. I think I discussed that several times. And so, okay, I'm in my flip-flops. I'm relaxed. I'm chilled out. I'm talking. I can do whatever I want. That's it. So when I have guests will come on. My mind is always working a 1,000 miles a minute. I have all these ideas about where I'd like to take the drive-by. Trust me. But it's easier said than done. Then you have sponsors, then you have commitments, then you're like, okay, we're going to do this, we're not going to... It's not as easy as everyone thinks it is. If it were, well, everybody would be doing... Everybody is doing it, by the way. Everybody and their dog has a podcast, but everybody would be successful. And let me tell you, I say that word successful very mildly, because it's a lot of work. And sometimes when you're looking at it and, you know, you're like, oh, today my show was 85 in Canada. Well, wow. In my category, amazing. I haven't hit top 100. It's been about 6 weeks. I don't know what was going on. I was in the hundreds. I was like, this doesn't make sense. Now, all of a sudden, I'm back in the top 100. Oh, I have more downloads. Why are there more downloads? I don't understand. Like, what did I say? So I go back and I'm like, okay, what did I talk about? I don't know. I didn't even have guests on. So sometimes when you have a great guest, obviously, that really loads. That really hires the downloads. You know, that loads you up. That's what I was going to say. You start getting amazing downloads and streaming, because those guests bring their fans and other people. So, yeah, yes. And another thing, by the way, that it doesn't irk me, because I expect it. Another thing is, to promote this podcast, I mean, I can't get a billboard like a radio station does and puts up the two people that talk for the 2 seconds in the morning, and then they play like an hour and a half of straight music. And they have their images on the billboard. That used to be me. But my point is, and we never had billboards, but my point is, these companies pay tons of money. They don't know how much billboards are. So sometimes I meet people and they're like, we miss you. This is the line I hear all the time, and I'm not saying it to fluff myself, okay? That's not why I'm saying it. But the line that people always say to me, and I swear my dad's grave, it's always the same line, and it's touching. But, and then it irks me in a way, because they're like, we miss you on the radio. But I'm like, that was 4.5 years ago. I have a podcast. They're like, what? The line is always, most of the time, is like, what? What do you mean, what? You didn't know I had a podcast? So then when you think you're cutting through, you're not, because you're lost in this maze of podcasts and everything that's going on online, everybody and their dog and their podcast. And yeah, so trust me, if it were easy and so easy, I wouldn't sound as stressed as I am and frustrated as I am explaining it to you right now. But hey, you could only sit back and have a drink and keep going. That's it. That's all we could do in anything that we do and attack on a daily basis. It's like, meh, all right, I'm just going to keep going. So let me keep going. It's getting really sad now with President Biden. Did you see this latest today? To me, the most shocking thing is that people accept this, that the Americans, the majority of Americans that voted for him, whether you believe in a rigged election, I'm not going to get into all that, but my point is, because I think he did get voted in, because I always say Trump got 156 million votes. 75 million for him, 81 million against. I'm convinced nobody voted for Biden. The 81 million voted against Trump, but it's so shocking to me that this would be acceptable, that people that voted for Biden are accepting a president with the mental his displays of constant confusion and his mental capacity declining before our eyes, that this doesn't shake the nation. I mean, this should be talked about 24/7 on the biggest news channels that are out there. They should be talking about this and saying, he needs to step down. He needs to step down. But no, they're not, because the alternative is Trump and they hate him more than anything, right? And they'll do anything to make sure he doesn't get on that ballot come November. Who knows? By the way, we're still here. Who knows what happens from now till November? I say we're still here because I'm convinced something's going down between now and November. It's just a little too quiet and they don't want him coming in. Imagine Trump coming in. Well, no, we'll leave this guy for four more years. Coincidentally, he was talking about 4 more years today. Listen to this.
And increased economic growth. Folks, imagine what we can do next. 4 more years.
It sounds like if you grew up with record players, when you stop the record as it's playing, it's 4 more years. I don't want to be mean, but you could hear his brain.
4 more years.
Slowing down. And then he says, wait, this is the best part.
Pause. 4 more years.
He says, pause. Wait a minute. Because he says, because on the script, on the teleprompter, it says, 4 more years, and then it probably says in brackets, pause, like now pause for the reaction, because then the crowd that they have staged there, the Democrats, because you could tell they're like, 4 more years, they're all in you could tell they don't even know what the hell they're saying, right? If somebody pointed at them, and then he says pause, he reads, no, that's supposed to tell you, Mr. President, to pause, so the people could say chant 4 more years, but he reads the word pause off the teleprompter.
Pause. 4 more years.
I'm sorry, because we're all going to get old. I'm going to get old at that. But the only difference is I won't be Prime Minister of Canada. I'll probably be somewhere. Hopefully somebody's taking care of me. I have no kids. My wife's not around. It's got to be one of my nieces. Who knows? But might be a Filipina. But my point is, Frank, that's racist. No, it's funny. And that's the best part, is that I would edit that out if I was on the radio. But it's funny. I would go to the, if I was by myself and my wife was no longer with me, what am I going to do? I'm going to fly to the Philippines and find myself somebody to take care of me in my old age. I mean, that's the plan. It's either there or Colombia. Who knows? But, okay, so this is horrible. This is bad. This is bad. This is the president of the United States. This is the guy who has his finger on the nuclear button that has a nuclear activation code. Just like that, okay? Now, I know it has to go through Congress and all that, but no, in an emergency, break glass. This guy is going to be the guy doing it, sending us there, if he hasn't sent us into chaos already. as a world. Is a leader of the free world. He's not fit health-wise. He does not have the mental capacity to be president of the United States. And people go about their business every day like nothing is happening here. Nothing. And I see this, and I miss the days. I remember when George Bush, you know, President Bush had his isms, and he would fuck up so much, constantly say things that were just hilarious. You could go on YouTube and watch hours of George Bush saying shit. That is the funniest shit that, you know, people call him the dumbest president and all that. I mean, I think Biden in these 4 years, and Bush was president for 8, he's surpassed him with things that, I mean, things happen every minute of the day. Anything that's being recorded is a gaffe with President Biden. And it's sad to see. It's sad, yes, he's an old man and he's past his prime, but he's the president of the United States of America. Why is this being allowed? Like, why are people pretending, nothing going on here? This is the world we live in. This is the world we live in today, even here in Canada. It's that attitude that, we'll just look away. Look away. No, it's like, you know, something ever happened, right? And I remember, because old Italians think this way. It's an old Italian mentality. You know, something happens, don't mind your own business. Don't say anything. You know, it's always, no, don't intervene to help the person in trouble. Stay out of it, right? Yeah, honestly, I kid you not. That when I was brought up, I remember that. It wasn't my mom, it was my dad's side of the family, okay? But they would always be, mind your own business. And I understand that in some instances in life, you have to mind your own business, because sticking your nose into people's business gets you into trouble. But sometimes you just got to speak up. And people are just, in 2024, nobody speaks up anymore. It's like, shh, say, which means quiet. Look the other way. Maybe they won't look here. Don't get involved. That's the world we sadly live in today. Don't get involved. Look straight ahead. Stay in your bubble. You know that bouncing ball that people go into and then they crash into each other. They go down a mountain, that stupid ball. Yeah, that's what people are in. They're in this bubble, in this ball, and that's the world they like to live in. If they see something that offends them, they're terribly offended, right? It's like, you hurt my feelings and my emotions, and now I'm going to punish you by canceling you, telling everybody what a rotten person that you are because your opinion differs from mine, and get back into that bouncy ball, blinders on. Have the blinders on both sides. Yep, I don't want to see anything else, nothing else. Just want to keep pushing my narrative. Don't want to hear anybody else's thoughts or opinions, and pretend like everything is all right, and everything is not all right, if you haven't noticed. We live in a time right now when everything is not all right more than ever, and no one is saying anything. It is unbelievable to me. Sometimes I try to have these conversations with people. So many people, they just don't want to have the conversation. They're like, Frank. This is what I hear all the time. Frank. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's like you're sitting on a park bench. It's that old guys on a bench. What are you going to do? I hear nothing. I see nothing. I say nothing. Yep. In a nutshell, the times we're living in. If you enjoyed this episode, please 5-star it on Spotify. Review or comment on Apple. Check out any of the past episodes with guests on YouTube. Episode 187 is sponsored by Les Délices La Frenesse. Simplement délicieux, the most delicious pastries and bakery items, pizzas as well, coffee, products direct from Italy at the newly expanded store on Taschereau Boulevard in Brossard. Check out all the other stores as well, Montreal West, Pointe-Claire, Rosemere, and The Hub in St. Leonard, where it all began, for Les Délices La Frenesse. I'm Freeway Frank. Thank you so much for joining me this week for both my pods. Catch you again next week. Ciao for now.
The Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by OwnSpace.